Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus from Rosh Hannah Mary Bas Chana, and for Fu Shleima, and for Sarah Bas Tolsta, Fu Shleima, and for Ariben Reiner, Fu Shleima, Zal Shachal Yisrael, and Bracha Batzlacha, Rabbi Yaakov Medavra Cohen, and for Reb Shmuel Tzviben Medavra Kiva, and for Reb Fraim Abu and Reb Shishana, them and all of their families, and for Rifka Esther Bas Elio Peretz, and for Reb David Shuka Allah ben Rachel, Yishalav Bracha Batzlach, Wachom Ma'aseh Yadayim. We're learning a sugya in Gittin, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, a brief iyun into the sugya, based on the Sefer Lahoris Nasan, in Chelek Tesvav, Simon Samach Ches. It says in the Gemara that Kol Meshachar Avdo, Over Ba'aseh, anyone's Meshachar, you free your Eved, you're over on an Aseh, as it says, Sh'lolem Ben Tavodu. Mesvei, so Olam Tavodu means that you have to enslave them forever. So you're not allowed to be Meshachar, you're Eved. Mesvei, Meisvei, Rabbi Eliezer, Shenechon Svei Sakinesis, Velo Matzah Sara. So the Meisvei, Rabbi Eliezer, that he went into Shul, and he didn't find 10 people there, and he was Meshachar, his Eved, and he made a minion. So how was he allowed to do that? I lo lamem tavodu, and for the Gemara, mitzvah shiny. A mitzvah is different. Mitzvah is mutter. For a mitzvah, you're allowed to be Meshachar, you're Eved. Frek the Ramban. What? Because a mitzvah to be Dab Mitzibur, it's Doche, the essay in the Torah of Lo Lemem Tavodu. How can that be? And it says the Ramban, because the Torah only says Lo Lemem Tavodu when it's a Matnas Chinam, when it's a gift to the Yakum. Even though some people dispute this and say that it can't be because of Lo Lemem Tavodu, because an Eved Kenani doesn't have a status of an Akum. No less than a ger toshav tum, there's no loss of chanim akopanim. The Ramban says that you're not allowed to give them free gifts. But when he's meshachar him, for his own purposes, for the Adon's own purposes, then it's mutter. So the question is, how is he allowed to be meshachar him? The mitzvah of davening mitzibur is not docha, the yisr darais of lalam tavodu. And the answer is, because the yisr of lalam tavodu is because of loss of chanim. It's a free gift, and here he wasn't doing it al's gift, he was doing it for himself, the master was doing it for himself. And therefore it's mutter. So we can ask the following question. How can you say that when you free an Eved, there's an Isser of Lo Sechanim? The moment you free him, he becomes Jewish. It says in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. So essentially, who are you giving a Matnas Chinam to? A Jew! When he's Nana from his Cheres, he's Jewish. So how do we know here there's an Isser of Lo Sechanim? We find the Svara in Tosis and Ksubis. It says that a Ger Katan Matbilan also Al Das based in Al Zechia. You take the Ger Katan, you put it in the Mikvah, and you're Mezakehim to become Jewish. For Tosis, there's no Zechia for Akum. How are you Mezakeh this Katan without him having Das in Geiris when there's no Zechia for an Akum? The answer is that the Zechiyah and the Judaism come simultaneously. As when he goes into the mikvah, and you're Mizakehim, and as you're Mizakehim, he becomes Jewish. And as he's become Jewish, you're Mizakehim. So therefore, since it's Baim Ke'echad, since they come simultaneously, then they hear there is Zechia for Akum. Kevin, the Bahach Zechia, Nasi Yisrael, Abik Yisrael Garmelin in Zechia. So here also we can say the same thing, that since with this Shechor he's becoming Jewish, he's Jewish as far as the Shechor is concerned. And there's no Isser to be Meshachar him. And there's no Isser Lo Sechanim. Because through the Shechor he becomes Jewish. So we have a kash. The Ramban says that in general it's also to be Meshachar and Eved because it's Lo Sechanim. But why is it Lo Sechanim? The moment he's becoming free, he's becoming Jewish. So who are you giving a gift to? A Jew. So say Boim Ke'echad. So l'chor we can be miyashev based on the Ritva. Because the Ritva explains Tosfos What does it mean that Zechiah, he becomes the Yisrael? The Lashon of Tosfos is, the Bahar Zechiah Nasi Yisrael, Habe Ki Yisrael Gamar Linyan Zechiah. Since with this Zechiah is becoming Jewish, so he's considered Jewish as far as Zechiah goes. So the Ritva explained that what Tosfos means is, Baim Keacha, they come like we said before. They come simultaneously. Tosfos doesn't say that explicitly. But that's the way the Ritva learns Tosfos. That since he becomes a Yisrael Gomer with the Schia, we say that the Geirus and the Schia are Baim Keachad, and therefore there's Schia for this Akum. Just like we find that Kitov Yado Baim Keachad, person wants to be wants to free his Eved Ivri. He doesn't have a Yad, whatever you give to the Eved. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabba. What's the answer? The second he gets his Yad, he gets the get. The second he gets the get, he gets his yad. His yad and his get come at the same time. Person wants to be divorce his wife. He throws a get into his chutz, into her chutzer. Mashakansi shakansa kansa bala. So he's essentially giving the get to himself. So how's she divorced? The answer is gita v'chatzbiyada b'im keachad. They come simultaneously. The second she gets the get, she gets ownership of the chutzer. And the second she gets ownership of the chutzer, she gets the get. They come simultaneously. It's the same thing here. Explains the Ritva, they were coming simultaneously. What's coming simultaneously? The Shichur, in our case, well, let's first get to the Ritva's case, was coming simultaneously as the Geirus and the Zechiah. The moment your Mezakim becomes Jewish. And the moment he becomes Jewish, you're mizakeh him. So therefore, ba'im ke'echad will come simultaneously, and we don't have a problem anymore of ein zechiyah la'akum. Now, when do you say this svara of ba'im ke'echad? The only time you say the svara of ba'im ke'echad is when you have A and B, and A is the cause of B, and B is the cause of A. For example, you are giving a get to an Eved. When you give the get to the Eved, he gets his Yad. The giving of the get causes him to get his Yad. And getting his Yad, having his own Rishus, allows him to be Kona the get. So A causes B and B causes A. Giving him the get is giving him a Yad, and giving him a Yad is giving him the get. So A causes B and B causes A. The get is a seba for the yad, and the yad is a seba for the get. The guy throws a get into his wife's chutzer. Mashakansi shakansa baila. No. The fact that he's giving her the get means that mashakansi shalo kansa baila. And the fact that Lokan Sisha Kansa Baila allows her to get the get. Works in two directions, the Dusitri, as they say in Portuguese. Mashenken, in our case, it's true that he becomes a Jew after the Shichur is a reason to be Matir the Shichur. Does we want to be Matir the Shichur here? We want to permit this Shichur al tzbaim ke'echad. But you can't do that. Why not? Because what he becomes free after the Shichur is a reason to be matir the Shichur. Because the fact that he becomes Jewish means there's no problem with los achanim anymore. Because you're a mahaneh Jew and not a goy. But the heter to be meshachur him is not a siba that he should become a Jew after the Shichur. Because he becomes a Jew after the Shechur, even if he's Shechur and Be'isser. Not only Beheter. So A is a Siba for B, B is not a Siba for A. The fact that he's becoming a Jew, A, is a Siba for B, to be Matur the Shechur, there's no Lo Sechanim. However, B the heter shichur is not a siba for A that he becomes Jewish, because he becomes Jewish even without a heter shichur. So therefore, you hear you can't say the svara of ba'im ke'echad. Why do we say the svara of ba'im ke'echad when each is the cause of the other? The yad is the siba. The fact that he has his yad is the siba that he should be kona the get, and the fact that he's kona the get is a siba that he should have a yad. So A is a siba for B, and B is a siba for A. But in our case, A is a siba for B. The fact that he's becoming Jewish is a siba to be matir the shichur. But being matir the shichur is not a siba that he's going to become Jewish. He becomes Jewish even without a heter shichur. So each siba is not helping the other one. Only goes in one direction, not in both. We don't say the svar of Baim Kechad. So he can't be matir the shichur, because afterwards he's going to be a Jew. Because since at the time of the giving he was not Jewish, he was still an Eved, therefore you're not allowed to be Meshachur him. So we asked on the Ramban, how can you say that the Siba, that you're not allowed to be Meshachwer and Eved, is because of Lo Sechanim? There's no problem with Lo Sechanim. Bayim Ke'echad. Teretz. There is a problem with Lo Sechanim, because here you don't say Bayim Ke'echad. And therefore the Ramban had to come on to his Teretz of, you know how it was Mutter in this case? To be Meshachwer the Eved? Because it's the Sarech HaAdam. And therefore it's Mutter, otherwise it would have been Aser. Alz Lo Sechanim. The emes is, it would seem, that you don't even have to come on to Bayim Ke'echad. Should be mutter even that Bayim Ke'echad. Because the Adon gives him his star shichur. So your choshish is now in Lo Sechanim. Yeah, but he's only nana a second later. The etzim giving him the star shichur doesn't do anything for him until afterwards. It's only because of afterwards. It's only because afterwards he's going to now benefit from all of the freedoms. That's what the Shtar Shichur is all about. So Mamela, the Hanah, which is the Shorish of the Yisr of Lo Sechanim, is only coming when he's a Jew. So it should nevertheless be Mutter. And if the Torah still answers it, so it must be, it's not Lo Sechanim. It's Gzeres HaKasav. And if it's Gzeres HaKasav, then it would be Aser, even if it's for the benefit of the master. In the Yikra Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, that he goes into Shul and he didn't find 10 people, and he was Mashlim La'asara by being Meshachar as Eved, in the Shalos and Shuvos Chacham Tzvi in Siman Tzadi Gimel, he was Mistapek, if a person is created Al Yidei Sefer Yitzira. Like it says in Sanhedrin, that Rava created somebody. So let's say, you create a golem. Person creates somebody. Is he Mitzarev to a minion? Kaddish Kedusha. Do we say that since it says V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, he's not Mitzarev, he's not a Yid? Or maybe if he's a Megadol Yasim B'soch Beiso Mala Lavakas of Kilu Yoldo. So here also, this is the Maisi Adayim of Tzadikim. So this creation, this baragavra that a person makes, this Kabbalistic creation of a person, maybe is included in the Jewish people, because Maisi Adayim of Tzadikim are there told us. So this is a a very tamua, very tamua dika chakira. First of all, Magadla Yasim Esoch Beso doesn't literally mean that it's Yoldo. It's Kilu Yoldo. It's not Yoldo. If you take a guy, you take him into your house and you raise him, he doesn't turn into a Jew. So the raya from Magadla Yasim Esoch Beso is difficult. And he says, Hachinami, since Maishas Yudayim Shel Tzadikim are told Oseim, so therefore he's considered part of Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, but then what do you need the Magadla Yasim Esoch Beso? Just say, Ma'isi Adayim Shel Tzadikim, Ratol Doseim. And generally, we have a rule. In order to be Jewish, you need to have one of two things. Either your mother is Jewish, or you were over, you had Giyor. You converted. Went to a mikveh, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So this golem, this created Al Yidei Sefer HaYetzira, had neither. So, this clair of the Chacham Tzvi, about a person who was created through a Sefer Yetzira, be mashlim a minyan is difficult. In our Gemara, we have an Eved who became Jewish, who's mashlim a minyan, gevaldik. But Sefer Yetzira. In the Sefer Birkei Yosef, he brings the name of Rabbi Leiv, the son of the Gaon Baal HaShar Ephraim, that brought a raya from Rabbi Eliezer that he was Meshachar as Eved, because he didn't find 10 people in Shul. Wait a second, I have another idea. Instead of being Meshachar, you're Eved, and Eved's a good work. That was a lot of money. Why don't you do something else instead? Instead, what I would suggest you would do, sweet friend, is why don't you create Al Yidei Sefer Yetzira Golem? Rabbi Eliezer Koicho Godol, like it says in Medrash HaNeilam, he could have done it. So just create for yourself some sort of golem. Take the Sefer Yetzira and create something. From the fact that he did it, it must be that this golem isn't mitzdarif to a minion, and that's why he had to free his eved. That's interesting. There's a question: are you allowed to create a gavra? You're allowed to create a golem on Shabbos Al Yidei Sefer Yetzira. In Pashtus it's Aser because of Makkah B'Patish. Anything that's a Gemara Malach is Makkah B'Patish. Rashi and Shabbos and Aleph Amid Beis. So that's the Rambam and Chav Gimel Hilchot Shabbos L'Chadal. Kodav Shu Gemara Malach Chai Mishu Makkah B'Patish. Rashi and Shabbos and Aleph Amid Beis says, Ey Maraski, you're not allowed to cross Sheleg or Barad or Hail in order that the water should flow. Mishum to come molded b'Shabbos. It's a melacha shavar mayim alol. It's like a melacha. You're creating this water. So to creating a person, that would probably be usher on Shabbos. After molded, makab patish, also binyan. You see in the Gemara that the braiding hair is binyan. We learn that Hashem braided Chava's hair, brought it to Adam. Vayiven. Binyan. So there's not really a raya from the Birkei Yosef wrote, because the fact that he was mishachar his eved and he did not create a golem, it must be a golem, not mitzdarf. No, we could say really this ma'aseh was on Shabbos, and memela he couldn't do it because it was makkah b'patish, it was bone. And Bamis the Rosh and Brachas writes in Mem Zayin Amid Beis that Rabbi Eliezer needed 10 to read Parshas Zachor, which is Daraisa, and therefore the essay of Lola Mem Tavodu is Nitche, because of the Parshas Zachor, because there's a mitzvah Darabim Daraisa. So you see, it was on Shabbos. Then the Rosh writes, it's not Mistaber to say they're talking about Parshas Zachor, it's Mashmas Becholinyan. So it wasn't necessarily on Shabbos. But maybe Taka was on Shabbos. And therefore he didn't create the golem. Anyway, but like I said, the whole Chakira, not that I'm arguing with the Chacham Tzvi, but the Acharonim Ding Sech Mit Chacham Tzvi, and it's very, very difficult. So we learned the Samanyanim here on the Meshachar Avdo over Be'ese, and we have more to learn in Mitzvah Shem, and we should be Zocha Lilmod Ulamid Lishma Balasos, Ulakaim is called Divrei Salma Tarasu Be'ahava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, thank you for listening.